Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. I am your host, Jordan Hofeditz. My plan was to record this on either Tuesday or Wednesday when a decision had been made about the starting quarterback. Obviously, Wednesday came and that decision was not made. I waited a couple days just to see if anything else came out about it. It has not, so a little closer to game time than I would like, but here we go. It is Tulsa game week, and along with the starting quarterback situation I just mentioned there, are kind of a lot of storylines going into this week's game. Obviously, very likely and probably will be Preston Stone's first career collegiate start. You have SMU trying to win at Tulsa for the first time since 2009, going 0-5 since then. You have the fact that Tulsa's won the last two meetings and three of the last four overall. And that this is just, I mean, it's a big week, you know, when you're talking final season record and everything with that. And of course the 6-win bowl eligibility mark, doesn't take too hard a math to realize that SMU needs to win 3 of the next 5 games to be bowl eligible. And this one, despite the series history, despite the location of the game, is one of the two probably most winnable games left on the schedule, joining USF, which is a different team now with Gary Bohannon out. But that is a conversation for another day. Starting quarterback. If I were to put money on it, I would put money on Preston Stone getting the start. I just don't think you can play, let alone start, a guy who, you know, left Saturday's game early, was not at practice on Tuesday, was at practice on Wednesday, but didn't participate. You know, there are those, the return to play protocol that you have to do, and there are some things in there that I just don't think time out well enough to get Mordecai back on the field for Saturday. Obviously, he could have been doing some things Tuesday when he wasn't at practice, or Wednesday before or after practice, that obviously we don't get to see, that could have been part of that. So I won't rule it out completely. And of course, Coach Lashley said that if your starting quarterback is able to start, he will start. But I think this will be Preston Stone's game. I think it will be interesting to see what he does with a full 4 quarters. You know, he's come in sparingly. You know, he had the 2 drives at the end of the UCF game, obviously scored the touchdown on the final play of that game. Hard to say, that game was already under control. UCF had its at least second team defense on the field. Then you look at him coming in against Cincinnati, did a really nice job to give SMU a shot to come back and at least tie the game. But also, that's still a different feel to it. You know, you come into a game down 15, you know, you're kind of able to let loose, throw the ball around, take some chances, take some risks a little bit more because of the situation you're in. It will be interesting to see what he does managing a game from opening kickoff to final whistle. I think we're all excited to see what that is. I think you know, he's a gamer. You just look at his results and stats from Parish Episcopal. The kid wins football games. And this is his chance. And who knows, you know, if he plays well enough, is that going to dethrone Mordecai? Will the coaching staff still go with Tanner the next week against Houston? There are a lot of questions, some of which may be answered by gameplay by Preston in this one. But I think it's exciting. I think this is something people have been waiting for ever since he, even before he signed, ever since he committed. And then, of course, going through those moments of from commitment to him actually signing. And then, of course, with the coaching change, him and him not winning the quarterback battle, him staying with the Mustangs and sticking around. And this is an opportunity. And I think it's a good one. It's Tulsa's such an interesting defense. You've got what Coach Gillespie did while he was there is a lot of what has given SMU problems. Of course, Gillespie is now the defensive coordinator at TCU. But Tulsa promoted from within. They still run basically the same style of defense as they did before, obviously with some different tweaks and some different things in it. But you've got a team that's played in this system before. They've been really good against the pass. They've been really bad against the run. Some of that has to do with who you play. I mean, you give up over 500 yards rushing to Navy, that's going to skew your rushing defense numbers. You know, they haven't played a ton of really good teams. Obviously, they played Ole Miss and Cincinnati, who are two ranked teams. But outside of that, not much. You know, they opened the season with that 4 overtime game against Wyoming. They played Jacksonville State. That's an FCS program. They played Temple last week, who is is winless in conference play. So it's a little bit interesting. One thing both offensive coordinator Casey Woods and Coach Lashley talked about is the size of the Tulsa team, really, but especially on defense. You know, they're just big. And that's something that SMU hasn't always done well against. So I think it's going to put a little emphasis on the offensive line. I think it's going to put a little emphasis on running backs and receivers being physical and not getting pushed around by some bigger guys on that defense, even some big guys in the secondary. And what that is, Tulsa's offense, you've got second-year starter, Davis Brin. He's been there for 5 years. This is his second year as their starter. He can throw it around pretty well. He has had struggles. He has taken a lot of sacks this year, 30 on the year, and 20 of those coming in their 3 conference games. Cincinnati had 11 against them, and even Temple had 7 against them. So that's something that this defense that's shown the ability to get to the quarterback and bring the quarterback down, that's something to definitely keep an eye on. And then Stokes, their receiver, is even with Rashee Rice for total receiving yards and receiving yards per game. I believe per game they are number 2 in the nation. Total receiving yards, they are tied for number 4 in the nation. So he's a guy that you can't let him beat you. They've got some good skill players, but, you know, Cincinnati, UCF, some of those teams had multiple guys that you were worried about. Tulsa's a little more one-dimensional with that, and I think it will be an emphasis to make sure that Stokes doesn't beat you. You've got to make one of their secondary guys step up, and hopefully you can do well enough to not even let that happen. But you can't let their top player be the top player in the game. The other interesting storyline, there's a youth movement going on, especially on offense right now. You will likely have redshirt freshman Preston Stone starting at quarterback. You will likely have redshirt freshman transfer Kamar Wheaton making his second start at running back. And last week, true freshman RJ Maryland made his first start at tight end. Obviously, Preston and RJ fortuitously connected for that touchdown against Cincinnati, but that was kind of fun to see a freshman connection there. Obviously, Kamar got pulled back by his hair a yard shy of a touchdown last week on that big run that did still lead to a touchdown. But those kinds of things are exciting. Obviously, you've got some other young receivers who have been kind of in and out all year and are stepping up now as needed with some injuries. But those three especially, those are the exciting ones. I mean, you're talking about a four-star, five-star, and a very highly touted recruit in RJ Maryland from a quality program like Southlake Carroll. And those kinds of things, I mean, are exciting for a fan base. And I think are things to see what they do. You know, obviously, there's a lot of excitement for the future and what the future holds with those guys, but they're also playing this year because they can help win this year. And that's not something to be taken lightly. On the veteran side of things, Rashee Rice will be playing with an insert in his cleats this week. Honestly, I don't know why this wasn't tried earlier in his injury process, but he got those. He was full go in practice this week and said pretty much pain-free with it. So hopefully we'll see the Rashee Rice of the early season of him just dominating games and a little less so of him in recent weeks with some uncharacteristic drops. Also on the receiving side of things, Jordan Curley, who has been a very welcome sight when he has been able to be in the lineup. He is day-to-day and will likely be a game-time decision. I would expect on the offensive line, I would expect Jalen Thomas to start once again at right tackle. I think their best five doesn't necessarily include Owen Condon there right now. And I think that the offensive line can do some things in protection and hopefully some more in the run block this week. It was interesting to hear Coach Lashley talk about the sacks given up last week, and he blamed a handful of them on Tanner and said that those, you know, have to be plays where the ball gets thrown away or some kind of decision is made faster than allowing the defense to get that sack. That was kind of the first time he's really mentioned that with Tanner. I think we've seen that a few times, including a couple times where he's run out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage instead of throwing the ball away. So I would expect that to be a bit of a point of emphasis with Preston if he does officially end up starting. Those are just kind of some key things with this game that I think are interesting storyline-wise. I think, you know, you're looking at two teams that are 3-4, 1-2 in the conference, and this can kind of be a turning point for whoever wins the game. You know, I mean, I think we look at the final five games on SMU's schedule as all winnable, and I think because kind of what we've seen them not being able to close out games, I think there's also a feeling that all five of them, maybe not UCF, so maybe four out of the five, but you still do have to go to Tampa and play UCF, are also kind of losable games. So I think a win here really does help kind of the perspective. Obviously, it helps a lot of things for SMU moving forward if they can get this win. When we return, I will get to my three keys of the game. And another interesting side note of this road trip. This is the Pony Stampede podcast. We will be right back.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to the Pony Stampede podcast. I am Jordan Hofreditz, and we are talking Tulsa game week. Here are my three keys to the game. Number one, like I talked about earlier, get to the quarterback, bring the quarterback down. Tulsa and their quarterback have given up a lot of sacks this year. If you can get them behind the chains when they throw the ball early in downs, that's big. If you can also get off the field by getting sacks on third downs, that's also big. This is a group that, you know, Nelson Paul has been racking up sacks, and then kind of this combination of Isaiah Smith and Jalen Samuels getting some work on the edges, just two long bodies that have a little bit of speed to bull rush a little bit and get to the quarterback quickly. I think this is a big opportunity for them. Defensive coordinator Scott Simons also gave linebacker Kiki Burns some praise for kind of being a specialized guy, and some of his specialty has been coming in and blitzing from that middle to open some things up. He's also got a big frame, and he can get his arms up and alter some passes. But this is a chance for the SMU defense to really get some sack numbers, and I think that's going to be big in this one, and they're going to need to do just that. Number two, run the ball. Like I mentioned earlier, obviously the Navy numbers do skew things a little bit, but out of, you know, I think there are 131 Division I football teams, make that FBS football teams, and currently Tulsa is 127th out of them, allowing 217.4 yards rushing per game. I think this is a chance to start Kamar, feed Kamar. You know, Lashley brought up the number 20 as far as what they would like a running back to have carry wise. You know, Kamar had 8 last week, so that would be more than doubling his workload. But I think we're at that point where you've got to see if he can do it. You know, they've been careful with him, they've been cautious with him. This is maybe the time to have that pay off for you. So run the ball. And then key number three is Preston Stone. I know the term game manager for quarterbacks is kind of like a kiss of death or a really negative derogatory term. I don't think that's the case in this game. I think he needs to show that he can manage a game. You know, he showed last week that he can, you know, run that quick offense, that he can make plays, that he can help mount a comeback attempt. Now let's see what he can do from the start of, you know, getting the ball in a 0-0 game and, you know, really managing the playbook, running plays. If they give him the ability to change some calls, to show that all that work done in the spring, summer, fall camp, you know, before a starter was named, where all the talk was about how they were getting some equal work, you know, now's the time to show that he's got that connection with all those receivers. You know, I don't think Stone needs to light the world on fire for SMU to win. Obviously, he's going to have to play well. But I think he's got to go out and do what he does, and that's just make plays. He's going to use his feet more than Tanner did outside of that 60-yard run against Navy, and that's going to do some different things for this offense. I think it will also open up the run game. I think in my story on Kamar, he talked about how, you know, the first few runs of that kind of read option style play that they're going to run with Preston, they'll still key on Kamar. But once Preston, you know, pulls that ball back and gets some good yardage, that's going to open some things up for him. And that can be a nice little 1-2 punch in the backfield too. So really, I think Preston has got to show that he can do it for four quarters. And, you know, if he can, does that then maybe force the issue next week when Tanner is healthy? I don't know. But he's got to play well for that to even be a conversation. So those are my three keys to this week's game. And then just an interesting note, you know, was checking some stuff, was scrolling through some things on my phone, and it looks like the team bussed up to Tulsa for the game. They put the official team account, posted some videos of the guys at a rest stop getting some snacks today. I don't know. I can't remember. I know I traveled with the team back when I was a student, and I know that there were games against Tulsa. But I can't remember if that was a charter flight or a bus ride. I don't remember it being a bus ride. So that's an interesting thing. I don't know if that's anything weather related from today. Obviously the rain was pretty bad. I can't imagine they'd call that kind of audible from it, but they might have. Team building, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that they were taking the bus up there, and you know, that could be something good. I mean, do something a little different, team bonding and all that stuff. And I just thought that was an interesting note. And then prediction wise, I think this is a game SMU wins. I know this team has been snake bit, playing at that stadium and playing in that city, in recent history. I don't think that's something that weighs on the players at all. It doesn't weigh on the coaches at all. Coach Lashley's played up there one time in 2018, and that's it. So I don't think there will be any ghosts of previous games there. And I think, you know, this is a game that SMU knows the importance of. It's a Tulsa team that's struggling and is likely, you know, not as good as a lot of the ones that have beat SMU there. And it should turn out well for the Mustangs. But we will find out at 2:30 on Saturday. As always, like and subscribe to the Pony Stampede podcast on whatever you listen to your podcasts on. Make sure your 24/7 subscription is up to date. Join the conversation during and after the game, and get all of your content during the week leading up to the game. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.